You're listening to Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazzari, where NFL legends live on. Back to you, boys.
It's him. He's alive.
And now joining us here on Thursday Night Tailgate is Kurt Wooten. Kurt is an actor and no stranger to Steelers fans around the world for his portrayal of the character Pittsburgh Dad. Go online to pghdad.com or on the YouTube, as his character would say, and search for Pittsburgh Dad. Kurt also did a short movie with the Pittsburgh Dad character called Streetlight Stories a couple of years ago that we thought was absolutely fantastic. He and his director, producer, Chris Pretzka, they're coming out with another installment to that, and we are certainly looking forward to seeing that, and we're very honored he is with us tonight here on Thursday Night Tailgate. Hey, Kurt, Chris, and Bob, thanks for coming on the show.
Hi, Kurt.
Hey, Chris and Bob, thanks for having me.
So, Kurt, I know the character, you know, Pittsburgh Dad, you based that on your father. It's an absolutely fantastic character in a rendition, and I certainly look forward every week as a Steeler fan on Mondays to seeing the latest video. I'm just curious, as you are putting those things together, you know, how do the inspirations week after week and all of that come to you, and how do you guys get those things done so quickly? Because they are spot on.
It's a lot of what you see is the passion that follows me and Chris throughout the game and after the game. Those nights where they lose and you're kind of going through the game over again in your head, wondering what they could have done better. And that kind of all just hits the script and then eventually hits the episode itself.
And for a character that loves Bill Cowher and the Cowher Power t-shirts that you have, you know, how excited are you? How excited are you going to make the character that Cowher got in the Hall of Fame?
Oh, man. I mean, we're thrilled for Coach Cowher. We knew it was just a matter of time. We're happy it's sooner rather than later. So, couldn't be happier for him. One of the greatest coaches that ever graced the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, we haven't had many in especially our lifetimes, but, we love him. We're happy for him.
And Kurt, for people from Pittsburgh, you know, whether they live there still or guys like me that are from Pittsburgh and now living down here in Atlanta, you know, obviously we got Steeler fans all over the world, but Part of the great thing about Pittsburgh is the nostalgia of this city. From the days of going downtown to Kauffman's to Three River Stadium or Forbes Field or Isley's Chip Chopped Ham or the Soft Serve Ice Cream to Permane Brothers to Eaton Park, all that stuff, right? There's just something special about Pittsburgh that never leaves you no matter where you are, which is why I think Steeler fans, you know, take over stadiums all over the world. Talk about Pittsburgh tradition and things for you and your family and what the experience has been like for you, even when you travel around.
Especially growing up in a Pittsburgh family, you get, you know, well versed in a tradition early on about, you know, just everything you said, whether it's the sports teams or the food or, you know, doing certain things. It's great because it's got all the aspects of great, of a big city with a lot of small town charm, which I think is cool. And even I'm doing the show now for almost 8 years and just seeing going to different cities, seeing the intensity of the people who once were from here and who crave any slice of Pittsburgh since they've been gone. And they come up to us all the time and tell us, man, just love catching some of your show. It just reminds me of how great that city once was. We always say, well, come and move back. You don't have to be, you know, there's room in Pittsburgh for you to move back. It's a phenomenon in itself, and I think if you know, maybe one day we'll have to really do a documentary style series on the awesomeness of Pittsburgh in our own eyes. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. You as you mentioned, you know, people talk about how great of a city it once was. Well, heck, Pittsburgh has made a heck of a comeback over the last couple of decades with all the, you know, the medical, you know, companies coming into town and doing that sort of thing. I mean, is that something that, you know, is lost, that people don't realize how great the city is now? It doesn't. Is that, well, it once was great, but now it's back.
Yeah, as a former lunatic once said, business is booming here. I don't know why. I don't know why you wouldn't would want to come back and really get your own slice of all the action going on out here. It's you know, it's affordable. It's safe and great for the family. I think that, I mean, you go to other places in the country and it doesn't quite have that charm. So this is a public service to get all the the expat Pittsburgh.
Right.
Let's bring them back.
There you go. Five questions for Kurt.
Kurt, thanks for coming on the show. I got to watch a few of the videos before we came on to warm me up for this interview. It was really well done, and I could really relate. I was born and grew up in probably one of the smallest towns here in Connecticut, sweatshops, and grew up a little older than you, Kurt, but you're going to be able to relate to a lot of this. You know, backyard snow football.
Oh, yeah.
We had baseball in the street, chain nets on our basketball courts. I could go on and on. You get the idea. But tell me about your, when you were small, you know, maybe between the ages of 10 and 20, what you remember about as far as participating in sports in that area.
Well, I had quite a little bit of different upbringing because when I, my dad was from Bloomfield, Pittsburgh, and my mom's from Penn Hills, and my sisters are both from Pittsburgh, but I spent the first couple of years of my life living in West Virginia, because that's where my dad had his job got transferred. So, but we moved back up to the Pittsburgh way, and I was in Greensburg in '88. So I was 9 years old, and I remember as soon as I got from moved to Pittsburgh, the obsession with sports kicked up about 100 notches. Like between the neighbor kids and the kids at school, they were just they took sports to another level, which I had never experienced. So it was either, I mean, we had a basketball court in my backyard, or we were playing backyard football in my backyard. We were going up to the, you know, even when it was cold, we were going up to the, Little League fields and tearing them apart because it, you know, it was all muddy and just because we couldn't get enough. So, it was, we ate, eat, sleep, and drink, sports anywhere. And then, of course, we're obsessed with, the teams here as well. So it was quite a transition as soon as I moved to Pittsburgh from West Virginia.
Hey, Kurt, how long does it really take you to put together, whether it's between 4 and 10 minutes, your normal type video from the time you get an idea in your head to when we see it out here? Take us through the process.
Well, it's something that's, you know, we do a weekly Steeler episodes, and, you know, let's say we're playing the Browns. Chris and I will start to come up with ideas during the week, depending on the storylines that are going on with the teams. And you kind of have a vision of how the episode will go. And then, of course, you have to, like, implement the actual game. So, you know, after the morning after the game, as you let everything settle, I'll be writing all night. And then wake up, film, and get that puppy out there, hopefully, on the Monday after the game, sometimes Tuesday after the game. And but it's something like we've done other episodes that are a little bit more involved, like our Back to the Future episode or our Streetlight Stories film, which is they're way more involved. They can take months, sometimes even a year.
And Kurt, you mentioned Streetlight Stories, and that's that first installment was absolutely outstanding. It certainly left me
and
thousands of others, you know, waiting for this has got to be a full length feature movie. This thing has done so well. I know you guys got a second installment coming out. Can you give us sort of a peek into that, or when we can get excited about when that's going to be available?
Yeah, absolutely. You guys, did you donate, help the Kickstarter campaign, correct? Well, thank you.
We
for
did.
That. Thank you. I mean, because that keeps it going around. But the second one is due out. It's just waiting on sound design. Now, once that's done, it should be out within 3 to 4 weeks, and that'll be available just on our YouTube page. And it's a little bit more, I would say it's a little bit more emotional. Gets a little bit more deeper into the character of Pittsburgh Dad, and it pertains mostly to him and his relationship to his middle daughter, Jessica, as the first one was him and his oldest daughter, Mandy. So this one might tug at your heartstrings a little bit more, and of course we still got that 80s vibe. It takes place in the summer of 1989, and some of our favorite little pop culture references will be in there, and it was a great time to film, and I can't wait to actually share it with the world. We've been sitting on it now for 4.5 months, so we're really excited.
So is the goal to get to, you know, full-length feature movie, or you want to keep doing these installments that, you know, if you put it all together, you end up with a feature film?
You know, there's not really, we have at least one more after this, and it's going to kind of tie everything up a little trilogy, saga, and it'll tie everything together. In a perfect world, you'd love to say, hey, the Netflix comes up and says, you guys want to, do a series or all of a sudden we get a sitcom, but you know, we're not as younger guys, we might have dreamed like that, but now we're happy just getting to tell the stories that we want to tell, from our perspective and the character's perspective, and just, giving the character a little bit more depth and feel to them than you get with the weekly YouTube show.
So what's it like for you traveling around town? I got to imagine people are going nuts every time they see you. You know, there goes Pittsburgh Dad kind of thing. What's it like for you and your family being around town?
It depends. If I go to a game, it can get a little bombarded, but I kind of blend into my surroundings. So people who really know the show can pull me out of a crowd, and that's kind of cool. But yeah, people are respectful, and it's cool when they come up and they chat with you about, you know, what they like about the episode, and it's just kind of hit or miss, you know, depending on how I look, I guess. I have my pirate hat on, and right now I'm always like decked out in hoodies and big jackets because it's freezing. So,
and, you know, for the rest of your family and even for your father, and our condolences on his passing last year.
Oh, thank you.
But does your family or did your father get an opportunity to kind of revel in being Pittsburgh Dad's dad when he would go places?
Oh, he just was so, I use the word proud, and it's probably not even the right word, because there's probably a word that's bigger than that. He really relished the fact that now this character was based on him, and true Pittsburgh Dad fashion. I mean, he did Eaton Park, wondering if that could, which is a restaurant in Pittsburgh, wondering if that could get him any sort of discount. But he was, he loved it, and, he loved interacting with fans on, the comment section of the page, and it really was a bright point of his life. So
now that we're sort of post the Steelers season, how do you and Chris come up with storylines for the character that, you know, are new and different that aren't, you have nothing to do with sports in these sort of downtimes?
It's almost, well, we did that when we first started the show. It wasn't even about Steelers. It was more like just situational. Mm-hmm. So it was like, I mean, we did do like dad would be at the zoo or dad would be here. And I mean, anywhere you put the character, there's always room for like kind of like his commentary on wherever he's at or, you know, whatever he's doing or whatever. Sometimes you just see something in the news that you think that he'd like to comment on. And it's, in true Pittsburgh fashion, it's like, if there's anything to complain about in the town, dad will complain about it.
Bob, more for Kurt?
Yeah, I was just laughing because I was watching the one today, Kurt, in the supermarket where it was mentioned that the kid put his fingers in the ground beef. And I remember doing that as a kid. And I was probably scolded by my mom and dad, too. So it brings back some great memories. And speaking of which, I want to know maybe some of your favorite, maybe Pittsburgh-based athletes or athletes overall who over the years who you really looked up to.
The first Pittsburgh athlete I can really remember and gravitating towards was Andy Van Slyke. Just going, my dad, his company had tickets to Three River Stadium for the Pirate game. So anytime that we could get our hands on the tickets, man, it was just, and I remember just really liking Andy because I didn't wear batting gloves in Little League because of him. And I loved his attitude. He was really good center fielder. He was fast. So I really looked up to him. And besides, him, I can't even think of, during that time period, I was a big Jose Canseco guy too, but we won't talk about that. And with the Steelers in high school, when they started, the early 90s, I really, I loved Greg Lloyd and I loved Kevin Green, LeVon Kirkland, Rod Woodson, just that defense, that's when it became like good again and the town was a buzzin' about that team. So, yeah, those guys. And I loved, I mean, of course now I love so many players now.
And Kurt, as far as this whole thing starting just from an iPhone to now seeing yourself have millions of hits, on these different websites and everything. I mean, do you still wake up in the morning? Does it ever sink in, or do you still just come, some days you just say to yourself, wow, we're talking millions of people have seen this.
It is sometimes you will be, you're right. Just don't, you're sitting there like, why did this click? Like, cause we had tried other projects and they never clicked. And this little thing we did on a whim really, stuck with the crowds. But you know, just how both way Chris and I were raised is, you know, never get a big head and just keep trudging forward and, do good work and, you know, let it, you know, don't let it go to your head. And that's what we do.
And Kurt, for those who don't know, this whole thing sort of started by, you know, you goofing around on a set, right? In between when you had some downtime, you guys were just kind of fooling around and you put it together and it just sort of grew organically like that, right?
Yeah, it was, well, we were shooting a project in the Pittsburgh area and I was still living in Los Angeles at this time trying to be an actor, but I would come back and help Chris with his project. And we were doing this project called The Mercury Men and, you know, we were in between lighting setups. It's really a long, grueling process on a movie or any type of like real production. So I was just like going around to the cast and crew, imitating my father and like, hey, get your feet off there. What are you doing? And I don't even know what I was saying, but everyone got a kick out of it. And then, I came back a little while later and Chris had just gotten his new iPhone and he's like, hey, just for fun, let's film that little, we're going to film that little character you do of your dad. And, we'll just put it online and we'll make them laugh. Our families. And we did, and we shared it with our families, and we put it on YouTube, and then it kind of got passed around organically, and went a little mini viral here in the city, and we just ran with it.
So, Kurt, I got to get your thoughts on the Steelers, you know, for the offseason and looking ahead to next year. Again, we're all sort of, you know, hoping that everything goes well with Ben's elbow. I think that the whole team rests on that. What are your thoughts?
It's okay. First of all, I'm not like a football expert. I'm just a fan. And I'm an eternal pessimist when it's with a team. So I don't ever get, I try not to get hurt, but with, I gotta tell you, I'm worried about it, Ben's elbow. 38 coming off that surgery. It's not something, you know, that's all the cards rest on that. So if that's not, you know, if that's not up to par, please let it come out sooner than later. But they have so much invested in him in the cap. There's never any cap room. I was looking at everyone else's cap space today. I'm like, why don't we ever have cap? And then this whole Buzzy Pre thing, you know, you're gonna give them $16 million or so on the franchise tag. That seems too high. The extensions for Juju and Connor. I'm like, let's not do that now. We don't have the money. So I'm just like, the defense is looking good, but you know, it's all resting on Ben's elbow, and Lord forbid he goes down again and they're stuck with old Randy trying to get the most out of those backups. It's worrisome to me because I'm so passionate about the team.
So you mentioned AB earlier, sort of alluded to AB earlier. Have you seen anything like it? Like, what the heck happened?
You know what? I don't know because we met him on a couple occasions. He was really nice. So I don't know what happened. I don't know why he is like this now. I got to get some help.
Yeah. I was just like that Vontaze Burfict hit. I don't know if that did it, like it just shook his brain so much that things have gone crazy.
It's insane. He was one of the greatest receivers I've ever seen play and kind of waste, you know, probably I don't see him ever signing with the team again. It's unfortunate. It's just, you know, it's tragic in a sense. But
Kurt, before
here's
we let you go,
here's my surprise. My surprise prediction for the offseason is that the Jets release Le'Veon Bell and then the Steelers pick him up. They're
is
not
that right?
That contract.
Think...
That's my prediction.
Really? that would be something.
I feel like he wants to come back here. I do. I feel like he wants to right what was wrong, kind of quantum leap style. And he's gonna. I suggest that their coach doesn't seem to really be into him, and no one's going to take on that contract for a trade. So I'm telling you, you heard it here first.
I hope you're right. That would be something.
I might be wishful thinking, but he works well with Ben as a receiver, so I think it could really help him, benefit him too, and he might give us a little bit of a discount because that running back market's crushed. I don't see anyone signing these running backs these lucrative deals anymore.
So, Kurt, before we let you go, let everyone know, how can they stay up to date with all the great things you're doing, whether it's following you online over social media or on YouTube?
Best way to do it is you can subscribe to Pittsburgh Dad on YouTube. You can follow us on Twitter, at Pittsburgh_Dad. You can just like us on Facebook. We'll do the rest.
Kurt, it's been a lot of fun having you as part of the show. We hope you'll come back and join us again sometime. This has been fantastic.
Yeah, my wife's probably like loving this because I'm not like complaining to her about the Steelers right now. So get to send it to you guys.
We're happy to help.
That's awesome. Kurt, take care. All the best to you and your family. We look forward to catching up again
soon.
Thanks,
Kurt.
All right, Chris and Bob, thank you guys so much. And thanks for your donation for the movie.
Absolutely. Glad to do it. Take care, bud.
All right, guys.
That's Kurt Wooten, folks. Pittsburgh Dad. Great stuff. And I'm telling you, if you're not familiar with the character or certainly the short story, the short movie, I should say, Streetlight Stories, extremely well done. Go check it out. And, you know, and again, this is all sort of Pittsburgh centric, but, you know, to your point earlier, Bob, this is sort of blue collar stuff that if, you know, you were raised in that sort of area or environment, you're going to get a kick out of the character. You'll be able to relate very easily, taking the Pittsburgh and the Steelers stuff aside. The attitude and the things that are portrayed in the character are really able to, you know, transcend no matter where you're from.
Yeah, it's everyday life stuff, Chris. As I said, the one in the supermarket was just some funny things that kids do and a dad would react to. And it brings me back to my own dad, who was kind of a disciplinarian kind of guy that would get on you. So it all comes back to me. So this is a great, great, great interview tonight.
Yeah. Really hoping we get the opportunity to catch up with him after Streetlight Stories 2 comes out. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a moment. Hang with us.